If this podcast doesn't speak to you, we will. Call ANZ's dedicated mortgage experts on 1300 035 500.
Get this, the final show on Triple M, part one.
G'day, my name's Grant Spatchcock, and I reckon you should come here to my poacher shop and get some poacher. It's not your f***ing normal poacher. It's like, you know, gourmet poacher, like, you know, shallots and shit on it.
There's never been a better time for gourmet pizza. And nobody knows gourmet pizza like Grant Spatchcock.
Yeah, it's got like bloody, I don't know, f***ing feta cheese and parmesan, gourmet cheese, like Kraft squares, but, you know, not as orange. It's got shaved bacon shavings on it, or other gourmet shit, you know, like beetroot. And tiramisu, bloody capers and shit like that, capsicums and, I don't know, all that other pesto shit. It's all been, you know, drizzled with juice. Not juice, I don't mean. Then we've got, like, pineapple. Did I say beetroot? We got a machine that's got, like, string valleys and that in it. For vegans, we got some meat, Dijon mustard, that's from like France, which is in Trelgen. You can get it on like panini or focaccia. We've got rocket, we've got heaps of that shit, mate. We can do f***ing anything. We've got a salad bar that's been drizzled with juice as well. We've got a tapenade. I don't know what it f***ing does. You'll have a you'll bloody bar up when you see some of this shit. So it's all gourmet, but it's all cooked in a bloody f***ing, you know, wood-fired, one of them f***ing things. It's cooked with fire, but it's, you know, it's their gourmet flames. Thousand Island dressing, we've got that. It's, you know, the gourmet version. Maybe it's got a few more f***ing islands in there, I don't know. I just scull it. I just go, chuck us some of that Thousand Island shit, mate. I'm going to knock some of that back. Artichokes, been marinated in juice.
If you're thinking gourmet pizza, think Grant Spatchcock gourmet pizza. Just like Mama used to defrost.
You know Grant Spatchcock's pizza shop? Yeah, I'm Grant Spatchcock. Have you seen the ad? Oh, mate, if you come in and mention the ad, mate, I'll punch your f***ing head in. I f***ing hate that ad.
Oh, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening. It's the final episode of Get This around the nation on Triple M, and I hope you've got some Sheffield Shield applause.
Certainly do.
Because it's myself, well, a man celebrating his 20th year on Triple M by cleaning out his desk. It's Tony Martin.
Oh, look at that. It's a gutsy 37 at Belrive on a dodgy wicket.
Over there in the sidecar, a man who, well, he's already hawking his skills around town. I saw him on the side of the road today with a cardboard sign that simply said, we'll eat for food. It's Ed Cavalli.
Look at that round. I've bowled a wicket maiden against the Prime Minister's 11.
Congratulations.
How about that, Rich?
Beautiful. Rich, who is Rich? Pushing the buttons. Well, it's a man who, well, even the flesh-eating virus describes him as an acquired taste. It's Richard Barnsley.
Look at that. He's hit consecutive boundaries at the Junction Oval off Julian Wiener.
Finally, the applause I deserve.
Look at that.
I think you're drunk today, Ed. It sounds to me like you're slightly drunk.
I'm on the Thai chicken cakes.
Are you just?
Yeah, I thought I'd branch out today, and I always say no.
Right.
And the blokes Andrew and Fong at the cafe, they pushed it on me and I've had one and I think they've gone heavy on the coriander. It's not sitting pretty.
Oh, that's good to know. We'll have updates
could
as the show
at any minute.
Continues. How is it going down at the Dick Whittington Tavern in Balaclava in Melbourne, where I understand the massed Facebook army, the massed MySpace army, the elves from the north, they've
that's
all
nice.
Gathered to listen to this final episode. Do we have, is it Simon Heavey?
It's Simon Heavey.
Simon, are you there?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
What's happening down there, sir?
All sorts, mate. Everyone's enjoying fresh turkey rib sandwiches.
Yes, I heard the word sandwiches. Not much else there. Can we hear from the...
They've got Get This part through the speakers.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we're going to have to ask them to turn their radio down, as is traditional. How many people down there, Si?
Oh, look, mate, we've got around 100 so far.
100?
Oh, yes, easy.
And are they just there for the pokey, Simon? Do they know that we're on, or...?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, the pokies are actually going off at the moment.
Look at that. We're always glad to promote penguins.
That's it.
Cleopatra's work.
Okay. Well, we'll be crossing down to there as the crowd amasses. Now, everyone's here. Everyone's in attendance. My dog is ready
do
to fill in.
Do that, Tone.
Speak.
Ooh, back announce. Back announce.
It works for Ed. I don't understand. She's walked off.
She ain't got the red light fever.
Okay. Now, all year we've been promising that in our final show we would tie up a few of the loose ends, some of the storylines that haven't been completed. Now, Nikki Hamilton has been pregnant all year. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think most of last year as well. It's been going on for a long time.
It was doing so well they extended the run.
Yeah. Triple M is a gestation station. They turned into that for 3 months over summer.
That is amazing. But it was all timed to go off in about 2 weeks from now.
Mm.
Where is she today? Giving birth at this very moment, apparently. Mm. Can that be right?
Cecilia?
Well, I got a phone call from her this morning saying, I think it's happening. I've had contractions since 2 o'clock this morning. And
it wasn't
a message...
contractual difficulties.
No, I don't think so. There has been a bit of that. But no, I got a message from her just before that says, halfway there, bub coming today.
Right.
What does that
how
mean?
Selfish.
There's nothing about wind up
it?
That segment now.
No, no. No fingers. No fingers on there. No.
All right, well, we'll be crossing possibly to the maternity ward.
It's not bad.
In the midst of death, we are in life, Tony.
Very nice, Richard.
Is it possible that when she has the baby, will she name it in tribute to...
Get this. Call it Get This.
Yeah. So to who?
Rex.
If it's a boy, would she call it Tony?
Or Rex, as Cecilia suggested.
Grant Spatchcock.
Fred Spatchcock.
If it's a girl... Call it Richard. I'm not sure.
That's a lovely idea.
What would you do?
Lovely little girl called Richard.
This is what we do. For day after day, we come in here and we talk crap. And a lot of people suggest we don't take the music seriously.
How dare they?
Hasn't that been a constant bugbear in here, Ed?
And it's not true.
It's not true. Listen to this.
If we could dig up Kershaw, that would be great.
She got it bad.
You can't renounce the riddle. You've got to get back to that tree by the river.
You got it easy.
All mid-80s synth-pop stars. Jones, Kershaw, the bloke from Dead or Alive.
It's getting harder.
He's looking very bizarre. He's had his lips done by burrow piercing. Have you had a look?
I'm sick of fame.
Nowadays, a guitar and a synthesizer will win.
It's a bit like the reflex for Duran Duran.
It's a lonely child waiting in the park.
That is.
But simultaneously, the chance of finding treasure in the dark. Okay, think you'll find. The soundtrack to the Australian film Heaven Tonight. Guy Pearce as the lead singer of the hottest band in the country.
Cool.
Video Rodney. Record company guys going, we've got to sign Video Rodney. Would there ever be a band called Video Rodney, let alone the hottest band in Australia? What rhymes with that?
It seems that I am untrustworthy.
Untrustworthy. David Bowie, triple CD, the Platinum Collection, and the third one. You play it once and that's just a coaster. Because the first two are great. And then you get into the 80s and it's Loving the Alien. Giant badass synth drums. There's three different Bowie voices. You've got to get that. There's nothing for Slanova. You've got to get that
one.
And then there's no old maple. You've got to get that one. Okay. And then you've got to go back for There's No Sign of What Happened. So you've got to combine the three. And he'll often just change gear in the middle of a line.
Who needs their own station?
Toto. Toto this. You should rename your whole show.
Hang on. So what would you play? I mean, you've got Rosanna in Africa. Is there anything beyond that?
Not that I'm aware.
No, you just keep them going on repeat.
On repeat?
To be tops.
Toto 2 play.
Look, it's Scott Edgar.
Hi.
I'm very happy to see you. It took about, 40 seconds after you got in the door that we were talking Toto's Africa. So I was very happy with that.
Well, try not to mention that band again because it will go off. Yeah, you get one free one and then suddenly...
Toto.
There you go.
Right,
get out of here, you lot.
I'm an American, and most people think I'm Canadian, and I usually just go with that because get into the whole war thing, and I, you know, don't want to be associated with that. But just recently, I found out that Nickelback is a Canadian band.
Oh, your pants around your feet.
Should I be associated with a war country or Nickelback?
Go
the war.
Yeah, the war. My wife won't allow me to walk around the house going, "Where are you now?" And I work at Triple M. It can't escape. Seven by the sea. Not allowed to do that. I have to sleep in here at work in the back of a Black Thunder.
Dave Graney.
Who does the summer of 69?
Oh, Bryan Adams.
Oh, Ryan Adams.
Yes.
Really cops it if people say Bryan Adams at a concert, which there's always somebody there who will yell out Bryan Adams. A moment that's always waiting to happen. And if I went to one of his concerts, I would yell it out just to see what happened.
You just want a banner to unfurl. Summer of 69.
Burfrill 6 Street.
Oh, my money back.
Ellen bro.
Was that My Chemical Romance covering the Stray Cats or something like that? That was weird. Wasn't
very similar.
An emo song finishing with diddle diddle diddle.
A moody bit of fringe work and then...
It's a comedy.
My Chemical Romance. There we go now. Apples and pears.
And this is why we've got the music jury in place.
Ah!
It's a room that can be only entered from the inside.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
And full of angry jury.
Full of angry jury.
12 angry men and a Whitesnake album. You don't want to be sitting there going, oh, can we have some Dave Graney and be told, no, you can have Africa by Toto. And you'll call it ice cream. Oh, welcome to the ice cream shop. Get this around the nation, our final episode. And another storyline that's been going on for 2 years, Ed and Richard, has been Sean McAuliffe. He works for another station. Yeah. So he hasn't really been allowed to come on our program. But we discovered earlier in the week his contract runs out today. It ran out 3 hours ago. Here he is, Sean!
Thank you, Tony, Richard, Ed, hello.
Am I
sitting on your dog? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Right. She is a bit of a flatback. That's quite acceptable. Thank God you've lost your job, Sean.
Well, I tried. Last year, but I got another extension. But we finished at 9 o'clock today, and I received a nice gift, and it was a beautiful send off. And I was accompanied down to the car park by security, and I'm serious, and had to hand over my cards.
Oh, is that right?
Good. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Which is traditional. It's traditional. Yeah.
But you've got very sticky fingers, Sean McAuliffe.
You know, I had. It was my plan. They knew that I was going to pop back in on the weekend and change the playlist to just be exclusively Oompah music.
It's about time.
So that's my plan. Didn't come to fruition. You can have it if you want.
Okay. Well, that's great. But you talk about your final show. So you wound up this morning. What was your big finale? How did you go out?
We actually had a party the night before. So everyone was extraordinarily tired.
Oh, that's the way.
We had 2 hours sleep. Yes. It was a series of three dots was how we ended. Because I think that's more mysterious than actually going. I mean, you've got a lot of preparation. This show will be a big show.
Yes, there's some finale work. It's still being built. It's the old Wallace and Gromit. The train lines are being laid down right now before we get to them.
But we rang Neil Mitchell.
Oh, you rang Neil Mitchell.
Did he have a crack?
Did he? This is AM Talkback Radio Hothead in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You know. Well, we rang him and we had a chat to him.
Okay.
That was our guest.
What was he? Been on the ground guests today, Sean?
Yeah.
And did he have a go at you? Was there, I don't know about Sean McAuliffe. What do you think? Give us a call.
He played the 3AW theme tune to us.
Oh, that's nice.
That's great. See, that's good. So you've got another station theme playing on your station.
Yes.
Then you should have called this station. You remember that? The Hall of Mirrors idea.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We were going to get every radio station on at once. See, these what are the kind of
that?
Ideas. But there's no enthusiasm for our here.
Unbelievable. Who do I speak to about that, Tony?
But it is a pleasure to be here. And thank you for asking me on. And it's a wonderful show to be on.
Well, thanks, Sean.
I hope I make the podcast, you know.
Oh, you'll make the podcast.
Well, it's a pretty exclusive list these days.
Just leave a few gaps in case.
I figure today you're playing all old stuff. So, you know, if you're going to... You can't put old stuff on
the
podcast.
True. Well, some of it we can because with music rights have finally been cleared. But you're technically correct. You might end up on the podcast.
Goody good.
I'd just like to point out, of course, that one of your employees is here, Sean. Richard Marsden writes for your show, Newstopia.
Oh, hello, Richard. We've never met.
It's lovely to touch base.
Hello, yes.
I hope you don't mind, but I have taken much of the credit for the success of Newstopia.
That's fine.
On your behalf.
Have you written anything?
No, I don't believe...
There is stuff arriving. I haven't opened it and read it yet, but
it's mostly pitches, though, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah.
Just a Richard in his house by himself.
Yeah, just sort of rude drawings of himself with his trousers down.
Well, put it all in Wingdings. Is that okay?
Yeah. It's the funniest of all fonts.
It is.
Sean, and of course, we worked together years ago on an ill-fated show, which was tentatively titled Mouse Patrol, which was being made at the ABC.
It could have been any number of shows you could have mentioned then. But yes, Mouse Patrol didn't even get off the ground, did it?
Now, what happened there? What went wrong? It was yourself. And Gary McCaffrey and Michael Ward, who comes on the show, and me, and it was Comedy Sketches at Go-Go. Where did we go wrong?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I remember being told by management that it was looking too much like what Chaser ended up looking like.
Oh, really?
So we changed it completely. We made it like a Swedish television format.
Yeah,
sort of
that helped.
And then they said, no, it still looks too much like what they're doing.
Right, because we've been rifling the Mouse Patrol sketch files for material for this show.
Uh-huh.
And it's been going quite well, I have to say. It tests quite well with the Triple M audiences. This was a song written, in fact, for episode one of Mouse Patrol. Have you got it there?
Slim Shady?
Slim Shady Sr. I mean, basically the idea was that Eminem has been stealing all of his ideas from an act back in the 30s.
I'm with you.
I think probably I don't need to say that.
No.
Let's just go straight to it.
And now performing for the first time in the colonies, one of the world's most controversial gentleman crooners. Would you please surrender it forth for the musical stylings of Slim Shady Sr.?
Get your hands up in the air, motherfuckers everywhere. I'm the illest nigger here. Slim Shady is my name. Out of Detroit, yes indeed. Busting clips and smoking weed. Letting bitches share my seed. Slim Shady is my name. Last night I took some crystal meth and stayed up rather late. Wondering which Andrew sister I should impregnate. Ladies, wave your pantyhose. Sing the chorus as it goes. Join in, homies, Max and Ho. Slim Shady, that's my name. I drove off a bridge, my sweetheart screaming in the trunk. But no, I hadn't slit her throat, she was just feeling crunk. Those motherfuckers, how they'd mock, punked and bullied on my block. Now they're sucking on my Glock. Slim Shady is my name. I murder a rhyme one line at a time. You've never heard a mind as perverted as mine. Off the back of Shirley Temple, I'm doing a line. Slim Shady is my name. Fake Slim Shady's told you once. Dissing, rhyming, smoking blunts. What a bunch of f***ing c***. Slim Shady, that's my name. Thank you very much.
Get your hands up in the air, motherfuckers everywhere, cause he's the illest nigga here, Slim Shady Senior, that's his name.
There you go.
Very nice, came out quite well.
Came out all right.
That's all right. We've been rifling for Newstopia, the Mouse Patrol file.
Oh, have you?
In fact, we found one of yours. I think we're shooting it this week.
Oh, really? Not the sketch called Dog Knotted, I hope.
No, no, no. But something about prostitutes. You know, your stuff is blue.
So. We work blue on this show. Now, Sean, a good friend of yourself and mine, I mentioned him earlier, is one of this nation's finest comedy writers, Gary McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been trying to get him to come in on the show for 2 years. He's a bit of a recluse. He wouldn't even come in today to just record one line. I said, could you just come in and just say one line so that you've been on the show? What is his problem, do you think?
Well, you know what he's like. He's a reclusive. He doesn't like crowds. You know, he works in a very large room. Richard, if you came in once in a while to write, you'd see Gary McCaffrey works in there pretty much by himself.
Right, okay, myself. The Unabomber.
In a bubble.
Okay, well, I did, in fact, call him up and ask him if he would come in and appear on the show, and this was his response.
No.
That's all I got.
God, he took the leg off a chair.
There you go. Now, in fact, he left a message on my machine that contained that no. Do you want to play that message?
Sure thing.
Let's do it.
One old message.
G'day, Tone. I've got a couple of options for you for little things you can put on. I think you said you wanted me to say no, so I'll give you one of the best no's. No. Okay, here's another option. I just want to say, after deciding to drop Get This, it's no wonder they whisper the station name on the promos. I'd be embarrassed too. Good luck with it. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Oh, there's no need for that.
He goes too far. This is why you can't trust him.
I know.
No wonder you didn't put him on the radio.
Okay, look, Triple M is constantly under attack. I will say that. And has there been a more fiercely fought battle, Ed, than the one we had with our rival broadcasters?
Oh, yeah, I know them.
Our sister station?
Yeah.
Remember that? Got to send out a big hello to the kids at one of our rival radio stations, Patterson Lakes Primary School. They've got their own radio station.
I know.
Yeah. It's got a 3 kilometre radius.
And we want that 3 kilometres.
I'm a loyal listener. Don't miss a show.
We didn't have a radio station. We had an incinerator.
Really? We had one of those.
It was as exciting as it got.
So what do these guys do? What's on the
Well, they've got an FM license. They bid $55 million for it.
Is that right?
I think there was a cake stall. And it's a 24-hour broadcast in Victoria, Patterson Lakes, and we've got them to send in some examples.
All right.
This is just a bit of a sampling of a typical day's programming on PLPS FM.
Hey guys, you're listening to PLPS School of Rock FM at Patterson Lakes Primary School on 104.7. I'm Troy and I'll be your host for the next 25 minutes. This week, Red House is on bin duty. Please remember to do your bins, Red House. We're back. Now we're going on to inter-school sport. In hockey, the score was 11-3, Patterson Lakes favour.
We're going to go over to funny but fake news. Breaking news today, there's been a fire at PLPS. It has today brutally taken 9 lives of a cat, 7 children. The parents are jumping for joy, and they would each like to personally thank Mr. C for starting it and me for giving him the idea.
We'll go straight to the school news.
This week, Red House is on duty, so please remember to do your bins.
I've got Shannon here with me, who plays Ant in this year's production. Did you want to be Ant, or did you want to be someone else?
I wanted to be B when I picked up the script, but then I thought, yeah, B's a good character, but Ladybird and Ant would also be nice in case, like, B's a two-people part, because I wanted to be on all 3 nights.
Friday the 16th of June is the last day of Term 2, which finishes at 2:30 p.m. And now we have just the last-minute jokes. Chris's first one. If crocodile skins make good shoes, what do banana skins make? Good slippers. Well done to everyone who participated in these sport teams. And Red House is on duty this week, so please remember to do your bins.
Do your bins, Red House.
Can Red House get their act together and do their bins?
It wasn't just me. She was being fed those jokes by a whisperer.
There was somebody whispering. We've heard worse on this program.
Tell Red House to get their bins done.
I'm getting to it, yeah.
But you know what? There's just one thing that unites every radio station, no matter where you are on the dial.
Absolutely.
Listen, you're listening to PLPS School of Rock FM. Now, we have to end this, and here's Wise Man by James Blunt.
You can't escape Wise Man. But that is fantastic stuff.
And great stuff.
I wish we'd had one of those kind of stations when I was at
school.
Yeah,
it's a good idea. Oh.
But they need some sizzle.
That's so true.
We've got to give them some sizzle.
Yeah.
So what I did is I went and saw Matt, who does all our sketches and all our promos, and we got a bit of their programming and fed it into the computer, and here's what we've come up with.
Across your school day, Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS-FM, has the personalities.
I'm Troy.
Hey, guys, I'm Alzena.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Here we have Chris and Brett. I'm your host, Stewie, and I'm going to hand it over to my co-host, Shannon.
Maximum music variety.
We're going to Way to Go by Rogue Traders.
Love by Ashley Simpson.
Lift by Shannon Noel.
Wise Man by James Blunt.
Segments with sizzle.
And now Jackie's got Secret Sound.
Now we have real for us,
fake for you,
crime.
Now it's time for What's in the Box.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
Troy's spin on sport.
All right, now we've got the footy. Collingwood's playing Western Bulldogs at the MCG.
Well, thanks, Troy.
Weather with Jackie.
Hey, guys, it seems to be finding up. Yesterday, a low of 7 and a high of 15.
Hot prizes.
A fundraising coupon for 10 pin bowling, including shoe hire.
And big bombshells.
I wanted to be B when I picked up the script.
Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS-FM, tackling the big issues.
If one child rides to school without a helmet on, should every child be banned?
Rolling out the big guests.
Now I'm going to interview Mr. C, our grade 6 teacher.
Good morning, Stewie. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good.
With sizzling hot exclusive special events.
Now we have the Student of the Week Awards from last week.
And cold hard cash.
Our walk and run for grass fundraiser. So far we have raised $4,600.
Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS-FM. Less repetition, more variety. No weird stuff, no wiggles, just hot features.
Now it's time for me and Stuart's Daily Dilemma.
Heaps more Shannon.
Now, I'm going to hand it over to Shannon, who's going to read the Three Little Pigs
twisted.
And top shelf comedy.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Interrupting cow. Interrupt.
Moo.
Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS FM, Red House. Don't forget your bins.
Well, that's all we have time for today. And we're leaving you with Goodbye, My Lover by James Blunt.
Of course you are. Hello to everyone at PLPS FM.
That is great.
Listen, the kids sound terrific.
They're doing comedy sketches.
Are they?
Do you want to hear one of their sketches?
I do.
Here's a bit of one of their sketches.
Now it's time for my interview with a new star out there, Mr. Mike Toyota.
Actually, it's pronounced Mike Toyota.
Okay. Mike, I hear your song sound like Shannon Oz. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Well, what is your new album called?
It's called Sandwiches.
Can you sing some words from it?
Sure. What about the sandwiches? Can't you see? I lost my sandwich, but you just ate more sandwiches than you can. So listen, can you please give back all my sandwiches?
Now, I hear you have a new album out. Is that true?
Yes, it is, Shazza. It's called Big Black Sandwich.
Can you sing some words from that one?
Sure. I got a sandwich. I got a big black sandwich. Maybe tonight we can go for a bite. Ow!
Fantastic work. Well done, Shannon.
Oh, no.
You know, we've been giving them a bit of promotion this morning.
Yeah, we've been helping them out.
Program director not very happy with us.
Oh, what?
He's come in and said, look, you shouldn't really be giving our rivals, you know, promotion.
No, that's true.
That makes sense, yeah.
You've got to go them.
Okay.
You've got to start running some attack promos.
I'm willing to do that.
That 3 kilometre broadcast radius, that's got to be ours.
That's what I've been saying.
Triple M wants that 3Ks.
Look, I'm willing to say that Patterson Lakes Primary has had it too good for too long.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's go them.
Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPSFM, have made some pretty big promises.
During this time, we'll have many segments, such as an interview with Mr. Paul Glossy, school news, a weather report, and much more.
They claim to have a music guarantee.
Ashley Simpson, Ray Traders,
James Blunt,
Shannon Noel.
But we've tuned in, and it's all talk.
We watched a video called Wings Over the Serengeti. Then we had to write a factual description on grasslands or deserts or both.
Here's what they're passing off as educational content.
What animal is the king of the jungle? A tiger. Correct.
In whose book Patterson Lakes? Here's what this other so-called radio station calls a sizzling hot prize.
You have just won nothing. What? I thought if you got it right, you would win money or a prize. Didn't I tell you? If you won, you wouldn't win nothing.
Ripped off. At Triple M, you never know what we'll play next. But here's what the other mob call entertainment.
Emily, what did you do for EFA?
I do netball with, boxer size.
Which is it, Emily? Patterson Lakes Primary School, PLPS FM. We're giving you a D-.
Here's Wise Man by James Blunt.
And hey, we'll play the Blunty round here. Triple M. Triple M. More of this. And less of this.
Please remember to do your bins, Red House.
Yeah, I think we've sorted them out. And, oh, hang on. We're getting something through on the email, Ed.
Oh, yes?
No, it seems to be a...
What is it? Is it more answers to who's the king of the jungle?
No, it's some kind of audio file from Patterson Lakes Primary School.
What's oh, let's it? Fire it up. Fire it up, Mr. Marsland.
Let's put it straight to air.
Here we go.
Triple M claim. We never know what they'll play next.
Yeah, well, we've got a pretty good idea what it'll be. Show me
what it's like. It might be some old Nickelback.
I like your pants around your feet.
Or it might be some new Nickelback.
Hey, monkey, suck on this.
PLPS School of Rock FM, we've got the hottest new segments on radio.
Secret Sam.
Real for us.
Fake for you.
Crime.
What's in the box?
The Student of the Week Awards.
The footy.
While at Triple M, they've still got... Do more Nickelback.
And Ed Cavalier's suckiest prizes on radio.
How about an opal necklace with an S on it?
Yeah, whatever.
Triple M's, get this, is supposed to feature radio's most inventive comedy.
That must be why they keep repeating that Rex Hunt clip.
They're serving up leftovers and saying...
Oh, how good is this?
PLPS, School of Rock FM.
We've got the sizzle.
They've got the fizzle. Show me what...
Wow, they do not play fair.
They've electrocuted the monkey.
Where? Who gave them a gun, Patterson? Thanks.
Guys, as the voice of reason in this studio, this is, it's tearing you guys apart.
Roy.
Wave the white flag. Do your bins. Yeah,
look.
God. Red House?
Okay, Patterson Lakes, you may have won this round, but it's not over yet. Okay. Sadly, it is over. What a fierce battle that was. Sean McAuliffe
is with
us.
Well, I did win then, didn't I?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They're
did.
Still,
they did. They're still going.
An hour and 25 minutes to sort this thing out. Sean McAuliffe is with us. He's just left his own radio program on.
Hello.
Another network. Did you ever get into any sort of trouble on air, Sean? Were there things you weren't allowed to talk about? Or?
Well, it wasn't so much talking. I remember once we used to have a thing called Gross Request.
Oh, yeah.
And we would give the audience the option of actually hearing something or not hearing something.
Oh, so, okay.
That's one day idea. It was the... Jamisi version of Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK. You know that one. We just played with a piano accordion.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a lot of calls saying, I don't want to hear that one. I want to hear the original one.
Right.
And I happen to have the original, you know, yes. Sex Pistols, Anarchy in the UK, but a live version.
Oh, live.
Which
yes.
is very muddy. It was a very
That's
muddy
way. Very good.
Really muddy. And we played that at, it was 7:30.
Oh, how did that go?
Well, we played the whole thing. And and then we were called into the office.
No,
and
no.
It was suggested that people... I see. I didn't know this, that they'd done research, that, you know, all radio stations around the world have done research and know that Sex Pistols people turn off.
Doesn't test well.
Yeah. So that was the end of that segment.
Too early for any. Hey.
So that's the only time I got in trouble. And I thought that was reasonable. I
right.
thought that was probably reasonable that I should be reprimanded for that. You would be reprimanded for that. Richard, you would. Ed, you would too. And I think that would be fair enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you see, we don't tend to get into trouble for playing the Sex Pistols. That's not happened. We tend to get into trouble for playing too much Rex Hunt.
Well,
you know, you heard that quote just in the segment there.
Oh, no.
What's happened?
Well, then we may be in some trouble.
What have you done? You,
well, Santo Chilaro is our normal, the place where he sends us in these long rants of Rex's. You know,
I don't know where he gets them from.
You know, when Rex wants to inspire the kiddies, Sean, he'll
sure.
do 12 minutes in his program trying to inspire the kids to get off their ass and stop rolling fat cigarettes and the like.
And you can't criticise him for that.
Which is a chronic problem. But Santo's just sent me through... via Rex, a tribute that Rex has actually done for you, Tony.
G'day, folks. Rexy here. Now, let's not beat around the proverbial bush. Today is a sad day in Australian entertainment history. However, in saying that, I would like to say something else, and that something else is this. I would like to take this opportunity, grab it, if you will, as they say in Rome... Carpe diem, seize the carp, to recognise, pay homage and indeed honour a man that's done more for radio than any other man with the possible exception of its inventor, Guglielmo Marconi. The man of whom I speak is a mere mortal, but in the eyes of the people that listen to him with their ears, he is more than a mere mortal, indeed a god. A god like Adonis, risen like a phoenix from the ashes of something that burnt down in ancient times long ago. Perhaps Raphaelite, maybe even pre-Raphaelite. This gargantuan colossus of radio is, of course, none other than me, Rex Hunt. But there is another man in the same field of endeavour who today we should tip our collective hat to. Tony Martin, that long-legged larrikin of the airwaves, that cagey customer from the long white cloud, New Zealand. Tony was born and spawned in the kerning offices of Auckland, eating and selling radio ads, and through guts and determination, made his mark on Australian radio. I remember when he visited South Australia. Rundle Street in Adelaide will never be the same with the calls of Umi Plums echoing down that mighty boulevard. A man came up to Tony, said, I love your show, gave him a business card. The address was the Port Lincoln. This is dizzy stuff, folks. 100 years from now, I hope that a father and son will write a mighty good sketch in Port Phillip Bay and maybe, just maybe... They'll remember the skinny kid from East Tiawamutu who dared to stand up to the scallops in the thugs industry who thought their standover tactics would work again. They didn't. So well done, son. And I hope you look back on your long and distinguished career with great satisfaction and say these words. The listeners are happy. They've got no money. I got my rocks off. How good is this? And to Richard Marsland, I can only say, stop trying to steal my wife's undercrackers off the clotheslines. You've been warned. I'm Rex Hunt. You got all that, ferret?
That's beautiful. How did you finally get the real Rex Hunt on?
Wow, that's the weirdest thing.
So nice of him.
He insisted. I said no. Yeah. He said yes. I said no. He said yes. We went on like that for hours.
Oh, great to see Ferret get a mention at the end there. That's beautiful. That's great. Thank you very much for securing that clip in. I'll be obviously sending a fruit basket round to Rex Hunt at the end of the program. Sean, did you have anyone sort of come on and serenade you on your final show? Like we've obviously had Rex. Did you have...
I think Tripod came on.
Oh, twice. Tripod, yes. Yeah.
But no one else.
No one else at all.
No.
Okay, well...
Sex Pistols didn't drop by for a live Anarchy in the UK.
I think Stephen Cummings came in.
Oh, okay.
I hope he did Gymnasium. That's my favourite.
Do the Medibank jingle. I feel better now. I'm so much better now. Better than forever. We're together now.
Is that him?
That's him.
Really? Is that him?
I didn't just, know that.
But I just realised that Sean looks a lot like Stephen Cummings.
Perhaps it was me.
Okay.
Doing the lookalikes, are we?
Yeah.
We got time for double lookalikes on today's show. I'll give you a good one. Very obscure. Matt Tilley plus Craig Eagle equals Ricky Ponting.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's not bad.
Game we like to play on this show. Sean, we'd like to thank you for coming in on our final ever episode. What a treat.
Well, yeah. What about you and John Lennon?
Me and John Lennon.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
But you need another one, Sean. You need another, like, a...
Yeah, you got to. It's got to be two. So who do we make? So you're saying me and John Lennon equals.
Oh, I see.
It's trickier than it looks.
It's like, I always think it's John Lennon and John Turturro. Barton Fink equals Tony
That's
Martin.
A good one. Yeah, yeah, with the touch of James Valentine and Warwick Fairfax.
I've so much to learn.
Sean, thank you.
No, it's been a pleasure, and I thank you for asking me on. It's very nice of you. And these for me?
Those are for you. There's some dog treats for you.
Yeah, very much.
Here's a copy of Toto's Africa, signed by absolutely no one. Everyone gets one of those.
All right. A fake round of applause to send Mr. Mikhail packing.
Goodbye.
I'll see you down at the Radio Doll office. And just once again, accusations, we don't take the music seriously on this program. Listen to this.
This week on Triple M's Behind the Rock, the remarkable true story behind the Simple Minds hit, Don't You, brackets, Forget About Me.
My name's Terry Pelmet, and... I was the auto cue operator at the Top of the Pops on the night that Simple Minds did the song from The Breakfast Club, Don't You Brackets Forget About Me, for the very first time. And it was a God Almighty cock-up. What basically happened was that, I mean, the whole thing was not properly prepared. I think the song had only been written that afternoon down the pub by mistake. I think somebody was knocking it up for the end credits of the John Hughes film, and everyone just thought that Huey Lewis and the News would do it, because I think they'd done 755 end credit songs in the 12-month period, and somehow the Minds copped it, and there we all were at TOTP. And I got everything asked about, and it wasn't all on there for Jim Kerr, who, you know, bless his heart, forged on, but there's, you know, crouching will only get you so far. He did a lot of crouching. I think he vamped about 3.5 minutes of crouching, but the audience, I think, eventually were on to him, and sadly it all fell apart from... You're not going to show the footage. There we go.
Oh, Christ. Oh, Barry, don't let him read the next bit. I've just written don't 4 times. Oh, he'll read anything, that bloke. Oh, my God. Hey, mate, I haven't got the last verse typed out yet. He's just going to have to fill, all right? He's already said that about 10 times. Oh, look, I don't know. Are there any more lyrics? I'm not sure if there are any more. Just, can you go to an instrumental? That's it. Jim, can you hear me? Just repeat the phrase, will you walk away? That's good. Oh, God. Will you walk on by? Try that again. That's good. What was the first bit again? Come on, call my name. Try that again. Yep. Will you call my name? Right, I'm out of ideas. You're just going to have to fill for yourself. Can you come up with something? That's good. keep doing that for a while. La 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 la. It's great. Try a bit of crouching. Just crouch, you know. It'll be fine in those pads. Just give it a crouch or two. Brilliant. Right, go over the other side and crouch down over there. They love a bit of that. Beautiful crouching. Now just throw in when you walk on by. Perfect. Now, oh, the music's fading. See if you can get the crowd to do the la-la-la-las. That's beautiful. You'd think it was in the song. Maybe it should be. You could put that in the single, la-la-la-la. I mean, it's catchy. You know, it's easy to remember if you're doing any more of these.
Get this. The final show on Triple M continues on part two.
Just been hung up on by this podcast? Call someone who cares. ANZ's dedicated mortgage experts are here for you wherever, whenever on 1300 035 500.